I'm here for it. Have some confidence. We want to take this call. We got Gambo. Oh, we got our boy Gambo. 98.7 FM. Yeah, 98.7 FM in Phoenix here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? John Gambadoro, you've been doing this show. You've been doing radio for a long, long time, man. You're a radio hall of famer, Gambo. You've
had, man. 28 years. Not a lot left. I think another year or two, and then we'll call it a career.
Listen, nobody remembers the good takes. They always remember the bad takes. The fans and the audience and whatever. And you know what? I revel in the bad takes. Pull up the Trey Lance. I want to play something for you, Gambo. This is Shasky and I when we first saw Trey Lance at practice. Listen to the first 30 seconds of this clip, and then I want you to chime in with the bad take of your own that you had down there in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's our Trey Lance take from his rookie, first season here with the 49ers as a rookie.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
Ooh,
where do you want to begin?
I mean, we got to begin with the quarterback position, and Debbie,
she knows big 957 the game.
You're
listener,
gonna know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to Twitch,
click it.
957 the game. Mm-hmm. Joe Shasky the Butcher, Bonte Hill, and what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh my God!
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked if Trey Lance is a starting guy quarterback in week number one.
B, I'm gonna be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent, but it's not just the physical tool.
So, Gambo, that's a terrible take. That's one of our worst. That's probably the worst take I've ever had.
You're basing that, preseason? Was that camp?
It was a non-padded practice.
I've been there. I've been there where you see these players just excel in training camp. It took a while to not get too excited. Man, there were players on the Cardinals each year like, wow, oh my God, this guy's just killed. You get to the regular season, like, this guy sucks.
That's what happened.
That's literally Trey Lance did not start game for one. He started a couple games, got hurt the next year, and that was that. But that take lives on forever. So we've all had bad takes. The Arizona Cardinals, they got beat up last week by the Commanders, man. They got guys dropping like flies. They played Detroit tough. I thought the Buffalo game could have gone your way. You had the game-winning drive right there. You were driving there at Orchard Park. So what type of team is coming to Levi Stadium this weekend? I know Trey McBride is back, but what type of team? Where are they at mentally right now?
So here's what I got. Bonte, it's more like they're probably more like how they played against Buffalo and Detroit than the outlier games. They're not as bad as they were last week against Washington, and it's certainly not as good as they were when they played the Rams and they beat their ass. So they're somewhere in between. I think they're not as good as their best, and are not as bad as their worst. They're probably more like the team that played against Detroit, played against Buffalo, played them close, not good enough to win, don't have the talent yet. It's going to take a few years to rebuild a roster that was completely gutted and overhauled because of so many failed draft picks. So I think they're probably at their best. They're competitive, and they lose to good teams, and they are competitive and they win against bad teams. That's who the Cardinals are.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't really like these early season matchups with the Niners and the NFC West. Like, specifically against Arizona, I want this game to be in November, and primarily because Call of Duty Black Ops 6 comes out October 25th, and I was hoping that Kyler would play us after that game gets released.
Oh, man. See, you guys are, you were talking about Trey Lance. I think the worst spot you can be in is if you're Arizona. See, to me, if you got a top 10 quarterback, you know what you have. If you have a bottom 10 quarterback, you know what you have. When you've got those middle tier guys, the Jay Cutlers, the Ryan Tannehills, those type of players, it's really difficult because, look, Kyler Murray's been here for 6 years. Look at the wins and losses. It's not great. Like, he's okay. At times he's good and at times he's bad. He hasn't had a 300-yard passing game in 700 days. It's been 700 days since he's thrown for 300 yards.
Wow.
I think they're in a tough spot because, is he good enough to lead you to the playoffs in a Super Bowl? I don't know. You had that one playoff run a few years ago and they got clobbered by the Rams. Last year he missed a big portion of the season and he came back and he played well. But I think you're in that tough spot because – I don't know if he's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but if you get rid of him, then, you could get stuck with a Bryce Young or it'd be in a bad situation. So I hate that middle ground with the quarterback not knowing what you have.
Gambo, how's the connection with him and Marvin Harrison Jr. been so far?
terrible.
Wow.
Like, it should be better. Like, it should be better. They went away from Marvin Harrison Jr. for 28 minutes and 30 seconds last week in that game. How do you go away from and we have Jonathan Gannon on our show every week. So he's a guest of ours every week. And we talked about that with him. Like, you can't go away. You got to continue to target Marvin Harrison Jr. and they don't do it.
What did he say about that? What did Coach Gannon say about that?
Yeah, he says part of it is, you know, it's on all 11 guys. It's on all 11 guys. But, you know, it's on Kyler's up to Kyler. Kyler's got to get him the ball. Like, he agreed that Kyler's got to get him more involved. The way Malik Nabers is involved with the Giants, you've got this incredible talent in Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got a chance for, I think, like 17 touchdowns this year, which might tie like Randy Moss's record for a rookie. But he's behind Jaden Daniels. He's behind Nabers as far as the top rookies. He should be doing more. If you look at what he's projected, he'll probably get about close to 1,000 yards, but I think he's only projected for like 65 catches or so. He should be getting the ball more. He should be targeted more.
So what's going on with their defense? Because that was the big surprise to me.
Don't start. Okay. The defense was always going to be the weak link. This team was going to win based on their offense. They were going to win based on Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr., James Conner, Kyler Murray. The problem was two of their top players, their rookie Darius Robinson, went out. He's been out right now. He's on injured reserve. He's not coming back this week. Maybe next week. I think next week he could come back. B.J. Ojulari, a draft pick 2 years ago, really good player. He's out for the year. Justin Jones, free agent signing, out for the year. Like, so, like, three of their top defensive players are gone. They get gassed in the running game. They can't stop the run. They don't have a consistent pass rusher. They can't get to the quarterback. Zaven Collins okay. Dennis Gardeck is okay. Like, but if you're asking these guys to go get pressures and knockdowns and sacks, it's just, you know, it's not really what they're meant to do. So they're deep, and even now this week they're, you know, Garrett Wilson, one of their top cornerbacks, nickel cornerbacks, he's hurt. He's out. I don't think that he's going to play this week. He's got a groin injury. He didn't practice yesterday. So there's a chance he doesn't play this week.
Wow. John Gambadora, as we go behind enemy lines with the Arizona Cardinals here on 95.7 The Game, River Island's guest line. A lot of guys banged up, which means it could be a banner day for Brock Purdy. How do you view Brock Purdy? You've been watching his division for many, many years. We've talked to you before about Brock Purdy, but it feels like he's just getting better and better by the snap.
I love him. I'd like to see, I mean, to me, Brandon Ayuk has not had a great year so far this year. So, but I think the offensive numbers have been really good. That Rams loss was a tough one for you guys for sure. The running back's been unbelievable. The yards after carry for the running back, I think he's got like 300 yards after contact, which is incredible. So big physical back. We saw Montgomery a few weeks ago with the Lions, and those are tough matchups for the Cardinals physically to go up against those, you know, those bruising backs with the yards after contact. I think I've never thought Purdy was just a game manager. I think he's a lot more than that. That rookie kid's doing a good job for you guys too. What was he, a seventh round pick?
Oh, Dominic Pooney, the guard?
Jennings.
Juwan Jennings. Yeah, he's been here for a few years. But he could have been Super Bowl MVP. Seventh-round pick out of Tennessee.
Yeah. When was he drafted? What round?
Seventh-round pick.
Seventh-round from a few years ago. Yeah, he's done a good job. Yeah, I like Purdy. I think you can win a Super Bowl. Can you win a Super Bowl with the quarterback or not? Yes, I think you can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. He does seem to be getting better and better and better. Again, I think I've seen a little bit of the games that I've watched. I'd like to say Ayuk get off and be a little bit more dominant. But you guys haven't really skipped a beat with McCaffrey because this running back's come in and done a great job for you.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan Mason's been an absolute superstar. So, I mean, I guess I would put it this way. You think Cardinal fans would trade Kyler Murray for Brock Purdy straight up? All things being equal
financially? Well, considering he's from Arizona, hell yeah.
All right, so last week, Jaden Daniels went to ASU, played here for 3 years, then transferred and went to LSU during the whole scandal and everything with Herm Edwards, just a freaking disaster here. What a terrible hire. Last week, that was like, you know, that was part of our show. Like, who would you rather have right now, Kyler Murray or Jaden Daniels? Like, it's not even close. You'd rather have Jaden Daniels, you know, because, again, you don't know what you have in Kyler. Would you want Kyler Murray over Brock Purdy? No.
I don't trust Kyler.
Although I do fascinate with him in Shanahan's offense, it'd be pretty deadly. But I'd rather have Brock.
Well, he was in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Now he's in Drew Petzing's offense. And, you know, I think that, look, there's 10 quarterbacks in the league you would take Kyler Murray over, right? But again, like, how good is Kyler Murray? I always hate when you get to 6 years into a guy and you're asking that question. Like, I don't know. What do you have in the guy? I'm not sure. I don't know what you have in that guy. So that's always a tough spot. I mean, would I take Purdy over Kyler Murray right now? Yeah. I mean, I would. There's quarterbacks I would take Kyler over, but Brock Purdy or Kyler Murray, I would take Brock at this point.
Gamble, didn't they have a choice last season, if I'm not mistaken, to opt out of Kyler's contract? Because he's, what, making 51-45, something like that?
I looked at these numbers. He counts. All right, I didn't know you were going to ask this, but I was talking about this on my show yesterday.
He's going to opt out, right? They could have opted out of it and just went back into the quarterback market, right?
No, well, there was a thought that they had their pick and the Texans' pick. And there was a thought before the season started they would have the top two picks in the draft. That's how bad the Texans were. But C.J. Stroud was great. That ended up being a late pick because they got in the playoffs. And the Cardinals were a little bit better than expected. The thought was that they would have had their choice between Caleb Williams and Drake May if they wanted to get off of Kyler the way they did when they got off Josh Rosen. They had Rosen and they had the first pick and they got off of him. And there was a chance they could have done it again, but the Cardinals were a little bit better than expected and the Texans were a lot better than expected. So I didn't end up with a top two pick. But here's your numbers, just so you know. He counts $45 million against the cap in 2025 to move on. In March, there'd be a $33.2 million cap hit if he's traded on or before June 1st. It would be $63 million if they release him. If they release him on or before June 1st, it'd be $63 million. So it's, really, you can't do anything until 2026. Then the cap hit's more manageable, like $18 to $20 million. So I don't think you could move on from Kyler. They signed him to that big extension, and a lot of it's guaranteed, and it'd be a tremendous cap hit to do it.
I always want to curious this question from someone who's in the division. Who would you rather have as your coach, McVay or Shanahan? Because you see both guys twice a year.
McVay really has owned the Cardinals. They're both great coaches. Like, both teams have really good coaches. McVay's got the Super Bowl, guys.
No.
Okay, so he's got the Super Bowl. I got to give him just a slight edge because he has that Super Bowl. They're both great. I mean, they're both top coaches. I'd love to have Shanahan as the coach. But, you guys have had some playoff failures. You're there every year. He builds a great roster. But it's hard to just say, hey, this guy won a Super Bowl. I don't want him.
Interesting. So what do you think about Seattle before we let you off the airways? I know you guys haven't seen Seattle yet. I think their 3-0 start was a little fraudulent. They got taken to the woodshed by Detroit, but they had a lot of guys out. And I do like that coach McDonald. He's really good defensively.
McDonald's a great coach.
Yeah, I like him a lot. What do you think of Seattle?
They better win this week against the Giants, because after that, it's San Francisco, Atlanta, Buffalo, the Rams, San Francisco again. They've got Green Bay, Minnesota. Like, their schedule's brutal. So they better win this week against the Giants, because after that, I mean, you could be looking at like a four losses in five games if they don't win that game against the Giants.
Man, Gamble made me feel a lot better about this game.
Arizona was all
training camp, Gamble, I was thinking, man, Arizona, they're doing something down there, man. They're sneaky, and they play Buffalo so tough. And then I watched last week against the Commanders. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Can't stop. The Cardinals cannot stop the run. And might not have a kicker. Matt Prater has a knee injury. It flared up on him. So they brought in a new kicker. So they might, Chad Ryland, the kid that was the fourth round pick last year, he might end up kicking in this game. Prater's got a knee injury. It's going to go right down to Sunday whether he plays or not.
Wow. No pass rushers, no nickel corner, no kicker. Guys are banged up all over the place. Niners can't drop this one, Shasky.
Call of Duty withdrawal for Kyler Murray.
You guys are knocking Kyler's been very committed, man. I'm going to give him credit. If he fails, it's not because of lack of commitment. First one there, last one to leave. He's doing everything right. So if he doesn't make it as a great quarterback in this league, it's a talent thing. It's not because of effort. His effort has been there.
Yeah, but Gambo, the joke's got to get off. You know what I mean? Like that's it, that's all. I'm a gamer.
That's
I get
you.
It.
We haven't talked about. I do a radio show every day here. We haven't mentioned Call of Duty in a year. You're bringing it up. We haven't brought it up.
Well, I love bringing Gambo onto the show because the we best. Always get great texts on a Comcast Business text line. I live in Cave Creek, Arizona. Gambo's a legend. We got another guy from the 602. Gambo's the best on-air talent at 98.7 in Phoenix. We listen to both stations, so Gambo, we always love having you on. Good when stuff, we think man. Arizona Cardinals, we think of Gambo. Thanks again for the time.
Absolutely, boys. Be good. Take care.
Have a good
Absolutely.
One.
John Gambadoro, 98.7 FM in Phoenix, man. I love that guy. Love that guy.